When nothing was, save matter without soul, and a spiritless hollow was the heart of time, then life first touched the insensible abyss. Awaking the stark void to hope and grief, her pallid beam smote the unfathomed night in which God hid himself from his own view. In all things she sought their slumbering mystic truth, the unspoken word that inspires unconscious forms. She groped in his deeps for an invisible law, fumbled in the dim subconscient for his mind, and strove to find a way for spirit to be. But from the night, another answer came. A seed was in that nether matrix cast, a dumb, unprobed husk of perverted truth, a cell of an insentient infinite. A monstrous birth prepared its cosmic form in nature's titan embryo. Ignorance. Then, in a fatal and stupendous hour, something that sprang from the stark inconscient sleep, unwillingly begotten by the mute void, lifted its ominous head against the stars. Overshadowing Earth with its huge body of doom, it chilled the heavens with the menace of a face. A nameless power, a shadowy will arose, immense and alien to our universe. In the inconceivable purpose none can gauge, a vast non-being robed itself with shape. The boundless nescience of the unconscious depths covered eternity with nothingness. A seeking mind replaced the seeing soul. Life grew into a huge and hungry death. The spirit's bliss was changed to cosmic pain. Assuring God's self-cowled neutrality, a mighty opposition conquered space. a sovereign ruling falsehood, death and grief, it pressed its fierce hegemony on the earth. Disharmonizing the original style of the architecture of her fate's design, it falsified the primal cosmic will, and bound to struggle and dread vicissitudes the long, slow process of the patient power. Implanting error in the stuff of things, it made an ignorance of the all-wise law. It baffled the sure touch of life's hid sense, kept dumb the intuitive guide in matter's sleep, deformed the insect's instinct and the brute's, disfigured man's thought-born humanity. A shadow fell across the simple ray. Obscured was the truth light in the cavern heart that burns unwitnessed in the altar crypt, behind the still velamen secrecy, companioning the godhead of the shrine. Thus was the dire antagonist energy born, who mimes the eternal mother's mighty shape, and mocks her luminous infinity with a grey, distorted silhouette in the night. Arresting the passion of the climbing soul, she forced on life a slow and faltering pace. Her hands deflecting and retarding weight is laid on the mystic evolution's curve. The tortuous line of her deceiving mind, the gods see not, and man is impotent. Oppressing the God's spark within the soul, she forces back to the beast the human fall. Yet, in her formidable instinctive mind, she feels the one grow in the heart of time, and sees the immortal shine through the human mold. Alarmed for her rule, and full of fear and rage, she prowls around each light that gleams through the dark, casting its ray from the spirit's lonely tent, hoping to enter with fierce, stealthy dread, and in the cradle slay the divine child. Incalculable are her strength and ruse. Her touch is a fascination and a death. She kills her victim with his own delight. Even good she makes a hook to drag to hell. For her the world runs to its agony. Often the pilgrim on the eternal's road, ill-lit from clouds by the pale moon of mind, or in devious byways wandering alone, or lost in deserts where no path is seen, falls, overpowered by her lion leap, a conquered captive under her dreadful paws. Intoxicated by a burning breath and amorous groan of a destroying mouth, once a companion of the sacred fire, the mortal perishes to God and light. An adversary governs heart and brain, a nature hostile to the mother force. The self of life yields up its instruments to Titan and demoniac agencies that aggrandize earth nature and disframe. A cowled fifth columnist is now thought's guide. His subtle defeatist murmur slays the faith, and lodged in the breast, or whispering from outside, a lying inspiration fell and dark, a new order substitutes for the divine. A silence falls upon the spirit's heights. From the veiled sanctuary, the God retires. Empty and cold is the chamber of the bride. The golden nimbus now is seen no more. No longer burns the white spiritual ray, and hushed forever is the secret voice. Then, by the angel of the vigil tower, a name is struck from the recording book. A flame that sang in heaven sinks quenched and mute. In ruin ends the epic of a soul. This is the tragedy of the inner death, when forfeited is the divine element, and only a mind and body live to die.